This podcast is late because Graham had to finish eating his turkey burgers.
It's 11:49. We are not one bit late. I was up in the kitchen having my lunch. I went up 50 minutes early before the podcast to have my lunch. And then I get, here, come on, come down. We have to do a quick, Jamie's got the studio booked half-time.
Yes, we only have a set time.
The podcast never goes over half an hour.
Well, sometimes it feels like 2 hours when you're doing it.
Never goes over. And that Jamie fella and his...
Now calm down, please calm down. Don't get aggressive. First of all, why couldn't you just eat the burgers in front of the mic?
Because eating on mic, which you did before, you were...
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It sounds horrendous and it's not nice to listen to. And people already have enough reasons to turn off rather than to actually hear me eating. It's horrible.
What episode are we on?
Episode number 7. It feels like we've done a lot more than seven.
Let's think of a little game here. Yeah. What footballers have worn the 7 jersey?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Give me 3 more.
Harry Kewell.
Yeah. Give me 1 off Arsenal.
Oh, yeah. See, this is the problem.
Well, you need to digest now, do
this
you?
This is the problem. I'm now have gas because I ate those burgers so blooming quick. Number 7 also who else wore number 7?
Off Chelsea and Arsenal.
Chelsea. Did Damien Duff? No. Joe Cole. Mutu. He wore 7.
Yes.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to check it.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Straight off the bat, we're checking. Mutu. Because we cannot be wrong on this
didn't
podcast.
He? Mutu
he
got
had problems.
He got done for cocaine, didn't he?
With narcotics, yeah.
Mutu.
It's either 7 or 9, but I think it is 7.
Mutu, 7.
And Arsenal, I think Reyes. No, he was 9.
7. And number 7 for Arsenal.
Write it in. No. Arshavin? No.
Freddie Ljungberg?
No, he was 8.
Oh! Sure that wasn't Perez. Perez was 8.
Perez was 7. Here
Can
we go.
Arsenal right?
Just think of a big arse.
Perez, 7.
There we go. Lovely. We have that football trivia out of the way.
Happy days. A little bit of a... Just a little thing for Nathan.
You organised. You actually prepared for this episode.
Forget about that for a while.
All right.
A little thing for Nathan.
All right. A bell. Thank you very much. Do you have a bell?
No. Nathan, 2 people contacted me during the week about something you said. Oh, I can't take these earphones. It's horrible. About something you said last week. When someone is choking, okay?
I think I know what you're saying.
When someone is choking and someone rushes over to save them, what do they do to them?
Did I say Heimlich remover?
Yes.
And it's Heimlich maneuver.
Yes. So let's apologise to Dan and Shane. You heard that?
Piss off, Dan and Shane. It's difficult doing this. But I'm sorry. And look, I stick my hands up. You know, it's the story of redemption.
I listen to a podcast that I like a lot, and you're not allowed to. I wouldn't say this on the show because it's another radio duo. It's Hamish and Andy in Australia. And, you know, sometimes I'll come in with an idea and you'll go, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you're pulling out my wire there.
Sorry. And I won't tell you that I actually stole it from these guys. But I think in the podcast we can admit to you, like, so I listen to these guys every single day in the gym. Very good, famous Australian
duo. So you go to the gym? Do you go to the gym?
I'll pop a bit of iron.
What day was it yesterday?
It was arm day.
What day was it before? Yesterday.
I didn't go the day before.
Didn't go, yeah.
I went to sleep.
Well, what's the point?
I was
what
so
is
tired
the, point?
The last day. I was so tired the last day that I went home. I usually have a nap, but I've been so busy this week. Just making videos and stuff like that. And I said, I'm just going to go home and I'm going to edit this video.
Do you make videos?
I'm going to edit this video. And I fell asleep sitting up with the laptop on my lap.
Oh, yeah.
We talked
with the laptop open.
That was later on, my friend. We were actually talking about this morning. The when you fall asleep on public transport, how do you wake up? How do you wake up just before you stop?
We had a lovely woman called Gail come on.
She's been doing it for years
now.
She
didn't really explain as to how she's developed this skill.
No, but she just does it.
Okay.
I'm so uncomfortable.
What are you looking for? I'm very close to you. I feel like I'm on a date and I would like to leave.
Yeah, there is a...
We're very close, aren't we? This is the closest I've ever sat opposite you.
The studio's all changed and we're now literally... It's like...
I'm in prison and you're visiting me and I'm walking with a limp because I'm sharing a cell with Big Bubba.
There's no long microphones anymore which you can lean back into. We're sitting up
straight. It's actually quite aggressive.
I'm not relaxed.
Sitting.
I'm not relaxed.
Are
I'm,
you not?
I'm already calling it. This isn't going to be a good podcast.
I'm trying to be relaxed.
This isn't going to be a good one because I'm so not relaxed.
Look, let's just calm down.
So the theory is called the bumblebee theory.
Oh, Christ. So, are you going to explain this whole bumblebee theory?
It's basically because the bees are hard workers. They're worker bees, and they have to go to different plants to get different pollen or whatever, nectar, I don't know what it's called. And they obviously can't tell the time. So their internal...
Well, how do you know that?
Because that's what the study says. Their internal body clock tells them which plants to go to which certain times of the day, and that's how they do it. And our internal body clock tells us that we've been on this bus for 20 minutes, that's the length of my journey, and my body wakes me up. I haven't a clue how they do it. Scientists are still trying to figure out the whole sleep thing. And yeah.
Graham, it's all well and good speaking about bees and all, but people actually think we're gay together. And I do think we need to speak about this matter.
Yes, please.
So myself
do.
And Graham, we went out with an old friend called Deborah, who's a female, which is quite unusual for me.
And when you say an old friend, do you mean she's aging or...
She's 80 years old and she has dementia.
She doesn't actually know who we are.
Yes, she's a good woman.
Well, she's actually not our friend. We just found her. We like to pretend she's our friend.
Yeah, you can always dress up as someone else every day.
Like E.T. dressing her up as a girl.
Touch my finger. Right, well, what happened was...
She's a friend from college.
We had a lovely meal.
We used to have a podcast called The Whispering Eye Podcast.
And why was it called that?
Because that's what they used to call a girl's... on Superbad.
I just think this is getting very smutty.
Okay, go on.
Here we go.
Tell the story.
So we're having a meal, and then... Graham, of course, antisocial, brought the car. No need for the car. You could have had an old drinky poo-poo.
What's the point of having one drink when I could have, and waiting for the bus all night where I could have just drove home?
Well, after the meal, Graham went home and Deborah said, come to Cassidy's on Camden Street. Meet my sister, Gwen. Went, I've never seen Gwen before. Here, she's a nice lady. So I went in. Gwen was there, drink in hand, not judging her because she's in a pub. Very bubbly lady.
Can we turn down the lights?
Hmm?
It's blinding me.
The light has always been like this.
No, I'm going to turn it down.
The light has always been like this. Do you think it's the other way?
I think it's because I'm sitting up straight looking at you.
I have to say, we may be complaining about the furniture here. Oh, wow. Oh, we are going to the moon. This is like a spaceship.
Now.
Oh, I like this.
Now we're talking.
But I can't really see you. Is that a problem?
Nah, it doesn't matter. Go on.
All right, lights so there
off.
We are. We're in Cassidy's.
Clothes are on. For now.
For now. Belt buckle unzipping. A belt buckle doesn't unzip.
God.
A fly does. Anyway, Deb went into the bathroom. Gwen and I were standing there. Gwen goes, I'm going to the smoking area. Do you want to come with me? I went, sure, no problem at all. I'm following her outside. And she turns back to me and says, oh, by the way, do you smoke? And I go, no. And she goes, really? I thought all the gays smoked.
Yeah, so then the gays smoking
I'm
over
thinking,
there.
I'm thinking, oh great, she thinks I'm a homosexual man. Nothing wrong with that.
2017, equality.
I'm just not a gay man.
You're not a gay man.
I'm not a gay man. Are you bisexual?
I don't think so. I could be in the future.
You believe in gender fluid?
I think we'll all be gender fluid in a couple of generations.
What year? How many summers?
20, I say in 2300.
And for anyone that doesn't know what gender fluid is, because
really
I didn't,
associate,
I had to Google
you don't
it
associate
Mozilla.
It with being male or female. I think it will. I think you have your anatomy, but I think as a person you don't associate with it. I think it's the way the world is
so
going. I think in the last 10 years, how much we have accelerated. Like if you talk about that in the 90s, and now it's even to the early 2000s, the amount we've accelerated in progression in that kind of terms of life. Add another 200 years onto this. Everyone's going to be gender fluid. I'm
well, people
you.
Be...
And the sad thing is, I won't know that I'm right.
Well, people be...
Because I'll be a tree
you'll
or something.
Be a dung beetle. Well, people be less shallow then. Because if you're not attracted by someone's appearance, you're just
no,
purely
you're,
personality.
No, you're still going to be attracted by someone's appearance. You're just not going to be associated with the sex. So, as in... I think that becoming gay and straight won't be a thing. I believe that in about 200 years' time, you'll go out with whoever you want. And you won't be gay if you go out with a man. You won't be straight if you go out with a woman.
It's just an extra bonus if you pull down the pants and there's something there. Well, hello. Yes, pleased to see you.
Depending on what you like.
So anyway, I'm outside and I'm thinking, Gwen thinks I'm a gay man.
Yeah.
No big deal. you're probably listening to this and thinking, Nathan, why didn't you just say, by the way, I'm not gay?
I don't want to make a deal with
it. It would have been awkward. So there I am. I'm sitting outside. Deb comes from the bathroom and the three of us just having a good chat. I'm trying to butch it up a little bit, trying to appear less.
And how did you...
How you doing?
You've told me this story and I've been around you telling the story about three times. How did you butch it up?
I was a lot more serious. I didn't put on such a big...
Oh, because you know straight men are so serious all the time.
No, but I didn't put on such a big performance. I went, hi, Gwen, how are you?
Okay.
I was a bit like that inside Cassidy's, outside in the smoking area. So,
hey,
Gwen,
what's up?
Tell me.
So, have you seen the rugby lately?
Yeah, how are you getting on? No, yeah. Rugby. Rugby, they wear small shorts. You need to be, come on, a butcher sport.
Have you been into the butchers lately and seen them cut that meat?
I'm saying a sport.
A butcher sport.
But you're telling me there's nothing gay about a butcher? A man surrounded by meat with sausages in his hands.
I don't know.
So anyway, I get to the big point here. Deborah says, how's your girlfriend? And Deborah's sister goes, what? You're not gay. I thought you were gay. Then we find out Gwen thought you and I were dating.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's because Deborah said she never had any male friends ever. Were her first male friends. She just has a big group of girls. And then I suppose when we do go over to her house and there's a party, we do ham it up and we kind of are a double act. And that's also because we don't really mingle with her girlfriends.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think we when we first met her girlfriends, we were very shy and kind of insecure. And we were like, oh, we can't talk to these.
And we would have been single,
Yeah, we would have been single. But so what we would do is we'd stick together and focus on the family. She's a very big family. So we'd focus on her sisters and her parents and her dad. And we'd be very in the... All our Deborah's friends would be in one side of the house. And me and you would be in the family living room kind of talking.
Well, I knew there was a problem with us when we were looking through Deborah's childhood photos with Deborah's mother, and all her good-looking girlfriends are just having drinks in the kitchen.
Yeah, that there should have been warning signs about 4 years ago, all right.
Why
yeah.
didn't we pull that night?
Well, Deborah, why don't your friends like us? Because they think you're a couple?
And what is it? I don't know, the fact that you're kissing each other repeatedly on the lips.
And just kept on ripping each other's shirts off. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gay, for the record.
But I'm going back to this thing. I was listening to that podcast, Hamish and Andy.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a few people who listen to this podcast and actually listen to Hamish and Andy as well.
Are you going to be able to see that in the pitch darkness?
Yeah, I will, because the only thing... And they said, in the podcast I listened to yesterday, a fact that I loved to hear. They said that there are more Subways around the world than there are McDonald's. Subway restaurants, as opposed to Mackey D's.
I disagree.
You do disagree, but they did the research and there's more Subways restaurants.
How could you do the research?
They Googled how many Subways that contacted them. They didn't. It's a fact. So I've got a few facts here that might blow your mind.
Okay.
I was going to do a thing of, is this a fact or not a fact? But I was like, nah.
That's very cheap.
Yeah. And this is kind of keeping in with what we opened as well.
And we've never done this before. Should the listener be playing at home?
Yeah. No, there's nothing to play at home with. These are facts. When a male bee climaxes, their testicles explode and they die.
Man, what? First of all, what is your obsession with bees? Are you okay over there?
When you laughed at the end. When a male bee climaxes, their testicles explode when they die.
And how do we know that?
What are you talking about? How do we know that?
Their testicles explode and then they die. It's not the testicles, it's the tail.
That's if they sting someone.
Yeah, but surely...
If a bee stings somebody, they will die.
So you're telling me a bee, if they sting someone or if they have an orgasm, they're going to die?
Yeah.
Well, what can a bee do?
Work.
Are they destined to die?
Yes. We're all destined to die.
Yeah, but my balls aren't blowing up in your face.
They were last night. Oh, here's another one.
Will they be tonight?
A pig's orgasm.
Oh, what? Why, are we just doing animal orgasms here?
Yes. What are you, 12, laughing at this thing? This is a
podcast.
What
am I supposed to do? We're in a darkened room right now.
This is a podcast. Right, you want to be, see, this is another example of you working for the man. You want to talk about nice, fluffy things. This is real life. This is anatomy. This is science. This is biology. This is real talk. You listen to all these podcasts.
We just have to be careful.
No, we don't have to be careful.
We're trying to get a sponsor. We're looking for money. Who would sponsor this?
There's a sex shop on Camden Street.
What is a crack with the smell when you walk by that? It gives me a headache.
What's a crack with them actually still being a thing? Who buys their stuff in a sex shop?
Well, where would you buy a whip?
Online.
You wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
You wouldn't order a whip online.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're going to know your address. The postman will know that you have
The postman doesn't know there's a whip inside. It comes in a bloody cardboard
box. It's going to say the leather whip.
No, it doesn't.
It is.
It says your address. It'll say Nathan Riley, blah, 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 and a stamp.
I guarantee you there'd be some mention of a whip on that box.
So you open the box and then there'll be another box inside. Did you ever get anything delivered to your house?
How are they going to know what it is from the outside?
Who?
The postman.
They don't. That's the point. It's supposed to be kept private. When people order things, they don't come in the box that they're in. There's a box inside a box.
Okay.
That's the truth.
I get you.
Oh my God.
Well, okay, move on.
A pig orgasm.
Do they die?
Last 30 minutes.
I just can't believe.
That's why they're going.
I just can't believe that you said to me, Nathan, for once I'm going to prepare for this podcast. You are in an office full of well-established professionals.
I googled. Oh, there's Jeremy. Jeremy Dixon, come in.
Jeremy Dixon.
Oh, he's gone.
Wow. Jeremy.
Get in here now.
Wow, we've Jeremy Dixon on our podcast.
Honored.
Get in there. Jeremy, we're speaking about a pig's orgasm.
It lasts. Guess
Jeremy Dixon from?
Dublin's 98
yes,
FM.
Yes, thank you very much.
Adrian Kennedy.
Okay, well, Jeremy.
Sorry, can I just explain to the people listening to this podcast, the two lads are sitting here in the pitch dark.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we're wearing pants. Are you, do you have Tutti Frutti gum in your mouth?
By the way, what's the age on this podcast?
12 plus.
Oh, okay. I was about to say something there. I was about to say, where's the glory hole in the room?
Jeremy Dixon.
Jeremy, don't make it so smutty. Now, Jeremy, the pig has an orgasm.
But you guess how long a pig orgasm lasts for?
Okay, how long does a pig's orgasm last for?
Yeah. This is Jeremy Dixon from Dublin Talks.
I cannot believe this. I was a big fan of your work, Jeremy, and then I found out he's a big fan of ours.
I don't know who told you that.
Because you used to do a sex show on nighttime on your old radio station, didn't you? Nathan, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah,
Sex Friday?
I don't know. Were you there or was it Adrian and another woman?
No, I was there as well. I was in the background, but we never had a pig on the radio having an orgasm.
How long do you think the orgasm lasts for?
I'm going to say a lot longer than your missus's.
Oh, it wouldn't be hard. Yeah, it would not be hard.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's if she gets one.
Okay.
If I'm able to.
I'm going
to
say 5 hours.
30 minutes.
30 minutes? And then does she have a cigarette afterwards?
Little Miss Oinky, having a little ciggy. Yeah.
Tell me right now, if you're on an island, Jeremy, just you and a pig,
okay,
and you're going to be stranded there for 20 years, it's like Castaway, yeah, and you have a ball with Wilson.
He was there for 20 years, he was only there for about 5 years.
Well, why did he have such a big beard?
Because he hadn't got a razor on the island, that's why.
I could have used a rock or something, or a crab claw.
What's the question?
The question is, would you have sex with a pig?
That's it. Here, listen, I used to go to Copperface Jack's on a Saturday night. I've been there, done that. I've met women that looked uglier than Wilson in Castaway. So,
did Tom Hanks have sex with the ball?
I don't know.
No! But
we've never seen it.
As I said before, he's been there for 20 years, so we don't know what he was doing with the ball at night time.
No, I think this is the truth. If you're left alone with anybody for a certain amount of time, you'll start to find them sexually attractive. If you put somebody...
You have experience.
No, but if you put somebody in a room with a suitcase for like 10 years and just a suitcase, yeah, well, they'd obviously be dead.
In a suitcase?
No, with a suitcase.
Did you say someone's dead in the suitcase?
No. I said if you put somebody with something for long enough and leave it isolated, they will find it attractive. So if you put a man in a room alone with a suitcase,
what about a sibling?
That's a bit. It's gone very dark.
That's
here.
Very dark.
I'm just saying you would end up finding the suitcase attractive and probably.
You're saying the suitcase is the item.
The suitcase is the item.
I thought there was a person with the suitcase.
Why do they have a bonus inside the suitcase?
No, so there's no body in the suitcase. It's just a suitcase. It's an inanimate object. But
the zip would be awful sore.
I wonder how long the suitcase's orgasm is.
Well, actually, I know a man that tried to have sex with his airline luggage, yeah. The case was thrown out. Oh, can I go now?
Oh, yeah, you might as we're well. Done in 10.
Oh, that was a lovely sprinkling of Dixon.
Oh, my God. God, an upgrade from getting Jamie Moore on it last week.
That was a barrel of laughs.
Wow, Graham, you need to, we need to say something at the beginning in terms of just, we'd like to apologise for this X-rated episode. This has been hilarious.
Okay, I
can't believe we've had Jeremy Dixon on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Is this what's happening now? We're going to have big celebs on our show.
Imagine if George Hook just came on, just happened to wander up to our floor. He's never been on our floor.
We need to make that happen. Like, when we reach the one... when we
reach the 1 million podcast.
The 100th episode, we're going to get George Hook up here.
Okay, so that leaves us 2 years. Yeah, 2 years to befriend George Hook.
Yeah, sounds easy. Good to me.
We've befriended everybody that we need to
defend. More so you. I've been kind of quiet.
Al Porter. Will we get Al Porter on?
God, that will be smutty.
Okay, I'm befriending Al Porter as we speak. Like, I'm in the process. Yeah, he's just never in. He's always on holidays.
Introduce me to someone.
I will. We will get Al. Yeah. No, we can't. Oh, no, we'll change the timing of the podcast to suit Al Porter sometime.
Okay.
One more fact, and it's not smutty. It's not a smutty fact.
And then an email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going for this one. Pirates wear eye patches so they can see in the dark. I always thought like the pirates wore eye patches
because they don't have an eyeball.
Listen to this. When they go to the lower deck with poor lighting, they can remove the patch and see better with the eye since it's used to the dark, whereas the other eye would take several minutes to adjust to change in light. Arr. I always thought it was because the parrot used to poke it out.
How did pirates used to die?
They went overboard.
No, it's not a joke. It's scurvy. They lacked vitamin C.
And here's another one. Half of all humans who have ever lived died from malaria. Fact.
So wait, you had two facts about orgasms and then a pirate?
I had one fact about an orgasm, and then...
Testicles. Oh, B testicles.
And then I just saw the other one, and I was like, well, put the two in together.
I've thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I think it's been, quite a journey.
It started off...
At the beginning, it bored me. I'm really liking the fact that we're in the dark here.
Yeah. Not the fact that I can't see the keyboard.
The buttons are so bright. It is honestly like we're on a spacecraft right now.
I'm in the flat. Who is going... Oh my God, we've been signed in.
Are we inundated with emails?
Okay. Daniel Doody. Yeah. Oh yeah, Daniel, this is from last week.
From over in America.
Yeah, so Daniel used to be in the year above us in college.
Very good looking man.
Oh, very handsome man. He's living in... I'm very jealous of his Snapchats. He's living in LA. And he's always putting old snaps of the old Hollywood Walk and stuff like that on the stairs. Daniel Doody says, a mate of mine said he managed to successfully improve his girlfriend's mood by subtly rigging the weighing scales in the bathroom to make her think she was losing weight. How did you do that? What's the most nefarious way / furthest you've gone to placate your other halves?
Wow,
that's
he
so
is
well
clever.
Written. Oh God,
that was I don't wondering. Know if it was well read. What did you say? Placate.
Placate. How would you pronounce that?
Yeah, placate.
Oh, I just have to remember we did an impression of Jeremy Dixon a couple of weeks ago. We should have done it for him. Anyway, Samara, what is the way you've done it? See,
have you made your girlfriend feel good about themselves?
I would never kind of lie like that. I'm very honest. So if my girlfriend goes, do you think this looks good to me? I'll go, if I don't, I go, no. But if it does, I'll say, yeah, it looks lovely. But if it doesn't, I'll say, no.
Yeah, no, and I do like that about you. I think you're very, what you see is what you get.
Can we talk about the time in college,
yeah,
where you got really upset.
But what I'm going to say to you is, there's a way of telling people.
Okay.
You don't have a great delivery.
Okay. So me and Nathan, we're in fourth year in college. This is our final year.
Towards a degree.
Very important time. And I pride myself on my honesty towards my friends and my family. Hello.
Who's that now? I don't know if we have room for another guest appearance.
I pride myself on that. So, it was our final project. We had to do... It was an animation. We're all really shit at animation.
It was a very difficult task.
Nathan was trying to do... explain your project.
It was about Conan O'Brien, the war for late night, the fact that he got screwed over by Jay Leno. Anyway, It was very well done. I had Conan's head on Simba's body for The Lion King. I managed to crop his head onto a lion's body.
Yeah. That was it. It was fine if it was a first year project and it was your introduction to, whatever, what's it called?
It was an introduction to me. Man, it was an introduction.
But this was fourth year.
Yeah, yeah, but they messed
up. They did mess up, but everyone else seemed to have a lot better than you. And you go, man, what do you think?
I was very ambitious.
And I said, it's shit. That is muck.
You said that is exactly how you said it.
Yeah. How is this? How great? It's shit. And I really...
Why would you say that to someone?
I needed to get it through to you so it really hit home that, oh my God, this is bad.
No, and then I said, oh my... What do you think I should do? I don't know. It's shit, though. Like, that doesn't help.
What do you want me to do?
This is fine.
This
is how I... Okay. Okay, yeah. So pretend...
Hey, Graham, do you want to look at my project here?
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. Yeah. No, I see what you did there. And that's an ambitious project, seriously. But look, I don't know if that's amazing, if I'm honest with you.
No, it's good. It's good.
No, look, I think you could do better. I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I'm really happy because I like Conan and I've already got it done. And no, I think it'll pass. Like, it's only an introduction.
No.
Only introduced to this thing,
man,
so it'll be fine.
Look, you're not looking to just pass. You want to get a better grade.
Yeah, it's not
that.
It's fine.
It's not that great. Look, I'll be honest, it's not that great. But this
I'll take not great.
No, this is what we should do, though.
What should we do?
I'll tell you.
No, I'm fine. You don't seem that upset about it. So if it was really that bad,
it's
sure
absolutely shit.
Oh, see there. See, it's difficult, isn't it? I just bypassed the first bit.
You go straight into the sirloin steak.
What about you? Have you ever lied to placate your girlfriend?
No, I don't really lie that much. I don't really like shopping with the girlfriend. So I think it's always about clothes because she says, "Oh, what do you think about this?" It's the worst if she actually does go, "Oh, I don't know if this fits." And what can you do? You're just standing there looking.
Oh, well, I can't believe they make the clothes so small here.
No, I think we have a good relationship. I just don't, there's a way about saying it. But the whole rigging of the weighing scales, how would you do that? Maybe he has a bit too much time on his hand. I'd be saying to, come on, let's go on a walk together.
I think you can change the weighing scales on the manual ones just to kind of instead of starting at zero, you can start, it goes in a full circle. So start as if it was a clock at 5 to 0. But surely she'd see that.
Like, you're on a diet right now.
Yeah.
Surely it's just about, let's incorporate, let's eat in nice places. Let's get a nice, healthy, balanced
diet.
When
I eat out, I don't live a diet. I'll do my diet Monday to Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday I'll eat. I'm actually better on Saturday. You used to always have a takeaway. I haven't got a takeaway in a while now. I'm actually shaking. Listen, we've got to get going because we're going to be kicked out in about 4 minutes.
Someone waiting outside. They're breathing down my back.
It's all right. Thank you for that email, Daniel Duty. It did bring up an old story, which I liked that. That was an interesting one. That was certainly interesting.
Do you think you need to apologise?
No, not at all. Apologise for what?
Yeah, but what if people are like, oh, guys, I'm offended.
Well,
I'm offended.
Never ever listen to this podcast again. If someone's going to be offended by that tame conversation.
Just mean by orgasms. It's very sexual.
That is a natural thing. A natural thing.
Yeah, but I'm offended.
We all came from an orgasm. Excuse the pun.
I don't think we did.
We did. Our father.
Don't speak about my father like that.
If you have any emails for us, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. That is GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
We're sorry if you're offended.
Take that back. If anyone's offended, get off.
Get off yourself.
Get off your phone now and throw it in the river. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and listen to us. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Where's the email?